Zach played this clip a little bit earlier in the hour. We need to reprise it.
Welcome to the real world.
And this revolves around one of my big issues, the idiocy of minimum wage laws, and in particular, the artificial raising of minimum wage laws. Joining me right now on the show is Pete Peterson, Dean and Senior Fellow at Davenport Institute School of Public Policy at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California. And Dean Peterson, thank you for jumping on with me on The Morning Ride.
Good to be with you, Phil.
We're going to get into a report that you and an outfit called Beacon Economics have analyzed a bunch of new employment data for California that says this California fast food minimum wage law failed to deliver on a lot of what was promised. Now, before we do that, I want to ask you about somebody that I think you and I have both probably crossed paths with. My understanding is that you've done some work with the Jack Miller Center back in Pennsylvania.
Yes, I'm on their board.
You're a board member. Do you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know President Hans Zeiger?
My goodness! Not only do I know him, he's an alum of the graduate program here, and
get
a good friend, and of course, the executive director of the Jack Miller Center.
Yeah, Hans Zeiger is from just down the road from us in Seattle, where we broadcast from. He lives not too far from where I grew up in Tacoma. He grew up in Puyallup. And he was a state lawmaker for the longest time here. And
of course.
And then he has become president at the Jack Miller Center. And so as I was just kind of checking your bio, I thought, whoa, wait a second. He's probably going to know Hans Zeiger. So kind of cool
serendipity there. I just exchanged an email with him yesterday.
How about that? Yeah. Well, I had received this press release from Pepperdine University on this study, evaluation that you were involved with, Beacon Economics was involved with, about what has happened since California jacked up this fast food minimum wage law. And when this happened a year ago here on the morning show on KVI, we were kind of pointing out, okay, here's a report from a news station. And they're saying this restaurant owner is going to have to end up closing down. This was the kind of economic impact it was initially having. Now we're a year in. What's going on with this fast food minimum wage increase? And tell us what's happening with jobs and pay and salary and so forth.
Yeah, well, it's probably worth noting that the FAST Act, which was passed on April 1st as a cruel April Fool's joke of 2024.
Okay, so this is a year ago?
That's right. So we're issuing a report that's really on the one-year anniversary of the act itself, and it essentially what it did or what it does is it adds $4 to the already significant $16 minimum wage, focused just on fast food restaurants in the state that have more than 60 stores nationwide. And initially, the reports were coming out from places like Cal Berkeley and Harvard Kennedy School, that it really had no impact on employment in that sector. Well, turns out that many of those studies were done really too early to fully understand the lagging impact of some of those decisions. And when we got the new data coming in after January 1st, what we've seen is actually a decline in that sector of about 3% or around 25,000 jobs that we can attribute largely to this FAST Act minimum wage increase.
And again, this is all specific to California based on the law California put into effect.
Yeah, that's right. And we may even be understating it. I mean, the number across the fast food sector is a decline in 3%, but the FAST Act itself, again, only targets fast food restaurants or franchises that have 60 stores or more nationwide. That sector drop of 3% actually includes all fast food restaurants that may just have one or two stores. So those stores that were not impacted by the FAST Act may have been fine, and we could have seen an even more dramatic impact on the stores that were targeted by the FAST Act.
Okay. You mentioned that about 23,000 jobs in fast food restaurant sector were lost. Did California's overall unemployment rate go up? Were those 3.2% that lost their jobs in the fast food industry, were they able to find new work somewhere else? How did the job market absorb those losses from fast food? Or did
it? Well, the unemployment rate has ticked up in the tenths of percent overall.
Okay. Slight, okay.
One of the things that may have happened, though, just given what I mentioned about the fact that the FAST Act really only impacts half of fast food restaurants in the state, is you may have seen layoffs in some of the chain store fast food restaurants, where people moved into the other fast food restaurants that were not impacted. So there could have actually been a shift between those fast food restaurants.
Just a different location. Yeah, you lose a job at one location and then gain one at another. Yeah, okay. Now, I always kind of complain about the excessive need to raise the minimum wage, and Seattle was one of the first places where we had some radical city council people that jumped on this $15 minimum wage. And Washington State already had one of the highest minimum wages in the state, because back in the 90s, the voters passed and, you know, ill-advised a minimum wage increase that would be tied to inflation, indexed to inflation. And so it was always kind of gradually creeping up. And then it was probably in the 10-ish, 11-ish range, I'd have to double check, however many years ago, when Seattle jacked it up to $15. And then it becomes almost like a 30, 40% increase in this rate. And when you artificially raise that minimum wage, now the business owners really got to make some tough decisions about how they can staff, who they can hire, and who they can end up paying this higher, artificially high minimum wage. And it really ends up hurting younger workers that are just trying to get an entry-level job and get some work experience so that they can get in on the lowest rung on the ladder, so then they can increase their work experience and get better-paying jobs down the line.
No, that's so true. And I think it is worth – obviously, California is a large state, and at the same time, I think it's worth looking at what were these 23,000 jobs that were lost in this specific sector impacted by this specific law. And these are the kinds of jobs that you just rightly described, Phil. I mean, these are the jobs that were always intended to be first rung on the employment ladder, gaining experience.
Entry-level type jobs, yeah.
That's right. And these are the jobs that we're cutting. So, once again, we're seeing progressive policy here in the state of California that's always sees itself as those that is as a policy, a set of public policies intended to help those at the lower rungs of the economic ladder is actually hurting those at the lower rungs of the economic ladder.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders kind of continues to champion all this, and some of the other acolytes of Bernie Sanders in the national political scene, that the national minimum wage has to be raised, and there doesn't seem to be any momentum to do that. States pretty much are better and faster at operating and adjusting to those market conditions anyways. But this push, this inane push for higher minimum wages, and now we've got some that in the suburban Seattle area are $20 an hour. But this, I think, comes back to a matter of economics, what I call economics from people who don't understand economics. And they promise all these things. Oh, you'll be able to pay the rent easier now. You'll be able to have more money if the minimum wage goes up. But what they don't ever acknowledge or want to talk about is that, hey, when the labor cost goes up for the business, now they're having to either charge more or automate more. Is that something that you've been able to ascertain in this study of what's going on with the California law?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that here in California. I mean, you go into the McDonald's, for just as an example, around here, and there are definitely many more kiosks for ordering and checking out. That's definitely happening here. Mm-hmm. What another impact, and again, we are just a year into this, but I think we're beginning to see signs that also these chain restaurants, again, 60 stores or more nationally is what's impacted by the FAST Act, is that when these corporations make decisions about where they're going to place new restaurants, essentially new opportunities to employ Californians, they're making those decisions to move outside the state of California because, frankly, it's more expensive to do business here. Margins are obviously made tighter. by the increase in the minimum wage. So that's another possible impact we believe that we're going to see as we get further out from the one-year anniversary.
Yeah, my last question here on the morning ride for my guest from Pepperdine University, Pete Peterson. He's been involved in this analysis of the fast food minimum wage law in California that went into effect 1 year ago. Is there any chatter at all about modifying this at the state level, or people that champion this, that it's now not turning out the way they suggested or promised that it would, that maybe they make modifications to it? Is there any chatter about that politically?
Well, right now we're the first study to come out with the new data that shows the revisions on employment, and the act itself was really released with a lot of fanfare. And these
a year ago,
studies,
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. So the earlier studies that came out were really just too early, and they all just said that there was no impact of this. So the importance of speaking to people like you, Phil, is to get the word out that we have new data and we really should be paying attention to it. And we hope that does impact the policy decisions going forward.
Absolutely. All right. Dean Peterson, Dean and Senior Fellow at Davenport Institute School of Public Policy at Pepperdine University. Full name, Pete Peterson. Now everybody knows who's talking to him here on The Morning Ride with me, Phil Vandervoort. Pete, thank you very much for your time today. Thank you for digging into this. Thank you for looking at the data. Because, like I said, the part that really bothers me most about these sales pitches for political increases in the minimum wage, it never seems to deliver what they claim it will promise.
Completely agree. Great to be with you, Phil.
You bet. Have a great rest of the week. That's Pete Peterson from Pepperdine University, senior fellow. And thank goodness somebody's looking into it. They're getting what the kids call, they're getting the receipts for the fast food minimum wage hike.